This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi.
Hello, everybody.
Hi. I'm going to keep this brief.
Just brief.
So we can move on where we were in time yesterday.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. But Feist.
Alex Trebek has got a bum ticker. You would think that someone as smart as him would take better care of himself. If he drops dead, they'll just get Drew Carey to take his place. Tip me over and pour me out.
Boom, boom.
That guy is a mega talent. Someday you
He's
will
so
hear
prolific.
His name.
He really is. He's constantly in the recording studio.
His name is James Blunt, and one day
wow,
he will be huge.
I thought it was Josh Groban.
Same guy, Mike.
Same guy. Very good.
So is this guy. Happy holidays, everybody. From our family to your family.
Had I got for Christmas is too big.
Bueno.
It's nice, but my sombrero is too big.
Hola.
Is it raining? Is it snowing? I can't see where I am going, 'cause the hat I got for Christmas is too big. But ring the bells and beat the drum.
Bueno.
Ring the bells and beat the drum. I ring the bell.
Ring the bell.
Mel Blanc.
The great Mel Blanc.
But if I see that Santa Claus, I'm going to start a fight.
Adios, señores.
The hat I got for Christmas is too big.
Too big.
I got that.
It's nice, but my sombrero is too big.
I guess this would be Speedy Gonzalez singing.
If you wonder why I shiver, I fell three times in the river, because the hat I got for Christmas is too big.
I thought it was George Lopez.
Ring the bells.
Give me a break.
And beat the drum. Ring the bells.
Hey, the
and
bum.
Beat the drum.
It's the bum.
I'll ring the bells.
Why?
But I feel sick.
Sick.
'Cause Mr. Santa Claus, you played on me a dirty trick.
Dirty.
Dirty.
Man, he's great. He is.
Wow.
The hat I got for Christmas is too big.
Big.
It's nice, but my sombrero is too big.
Too big.
If you think it's hot in Siam, you should be in here where I am. The hat I got for Christmas is too big.
You rhymed Siam with I am.
You did indeed.
The hat I
back
got
in the
for
day you could
Christmas
do that.
Is too big.
Oh, this may be the last verse.
It's nice, but my sombrero is too big.
I got that.
Can't tell one thing from another. I got married to my brother. The hat I got for Christmas is too big.
Homosexuality.
But ring the bell.
Ring the bell.
Incest. Drum. Ring the bells. And beat the drum.
Wrong hat. He married his brother.
Ring the bells.
Let's see.
And say, ole! But Mr. Senor Santa Claus, you spoil my holiday.
Yeah. Arriba!
Yeah.
¿Por qué such a sombrero grande, Santa Claus?
Bueno.
Boring.
The Don and Mike Show.
You got a point there, I don't know.
Hello!
What do you think?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
How about you?
Damn.
How about you, Paula Deen? How are you doing?
We get so tickled sometimes at each other that I literally just wet my pants.
Tickle.
And she wets her pants.
Well, that's not good.
What do you like, Regis?
Is that a laxative?
All day.
All day.
All day.
All day.
All day.
Why men's rooms?
All day.
Is that a laxative?
I'm not happy.
Oh, you're never happy, Paula.
Mommy boobies.
like those.
And as for my clothes, well, you happen to have caught me in a moment of self-pleasure.
Oh, you.
Appreciate your discretion. That will be all.
Right. And hi, Buzz.
Hi. I'm the oldest man in the world.
We mentioned Buzz. We have to mention...
Being careful, it's very important to me. Because I have genital herpes.
Right.
And I don't.
What glorious goo.
How about the phone number?
Let's pick up the phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Kind of appropriate with today's song. Theme we're going here.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it, Jesus style.
Let's hear it for him.
Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel, right? The ultimate CEO, biggest celebrity of them all. Who's down with G-O-D?
3 out of 4.
What? Stop that. It's silly. Very silly indeed.
What do you think of us?
I can't believe it. These guys are fags.
Hey.
These kids are fags. Yep. I can't believe it. God damn it, they're fags.
Right.
It smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Hello.
That boy gayed in a handbag full of rainbow.
Here's Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
What have we here?
Wow. Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome, Don and Mike show. How the heck are you?
I'm peachy. How are you?
I'm just looking at a...
Hey! Joe's here. He's here.
And magically, as he walked in the room...
Yes.
The phones just rebooted.
Did they really?
They were, as I like to call them, dark.
Right.
Rob has another word. Right. Phones were dark there for a moment, but the computer appears to have reset, friends.
Was that ever a big hit for Mr. Huey Lewis?
Step by Step.
Jacob's Ladder.
Not that big a hit, but I love that song. I do love that song.
A mid-chatter. The old ones, the bold ones, the never-been-sold ones.
It was kind of Huey on the downside. Mm-hmm. It was Huey on the way down after being at the very pinnacle.
Right.
And then he went down.
Boy. Here, there, everywhere, boy.
Step by step.
Hip, hip. Hip to be square, boy.
Oh, man.
Sure, there, boy.
Do you like Huey Lewis?
Yeah, boy. Don and Mike Show, 877-365-3636. Hello.
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 Hi. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
My hat is too big for Christmas.
¿Cómo está usted?
Muy bien. ¿Y usted?
Oh, muy bien. Yes,
What's up, señorita?
Question for you.
Yes.
Who is the guy? Me and my coworker are going crazy. Who is the Schofield Jr.? What was the first name?
Alfonso.
Alfonso, yes. Thank you.
Oh, did you really like that? That was Mike. I said that.
Oh, my God. I loved it.
Did you enjoy it?
Oh, it's like... We go crazy for it. We've been dying. We're like, is it Armando? Is it Orlando? We've been looking online.
Just out of curiosity, who's we?
We, me and my coworker.
Oh, your coworker. Oh, good, good, yep. good. It's not like you and your boyfriend or anything.
No.
So what are you girls doing right now?
We are working.
Really?
Are you alone in the office?
No, not really.
Uh-huh. Is the... holiday schedule on yet, where people are kind of coming and going as they please?
Kind of, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's that festive time of year. Right.
Yeah, the boss is out of the office.
Why don't you start by slipping those shoes off?
I got my air freshener ready.
Just killed the mood.
Wow.
Oh, that just ruined
that
it.
Bitch!
That ruined it.
I need a big stinky feet.
Oh, air freshener ready. Rats, I was picturing daisies, the smell of daisies.
Let's start this show, Mike.
Yes.
Where we ended yesterday's show.
Yes, I'm curious. I'm curious.
Sure. Involving a church.
Mm-hmm.
We were playing our game, The Big Christmas Lie, yesterday. This baby went way, 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 way in overtime.
Well, we didn't get the call until the very end of the show from the criminal.
So we got a lady in Albuquerque. And she calls up and she says, in a nutshell, here's her Christmas lie. I told people that my kid has brain cancer, something
brain
like
damage.
Brain, brain damage.
They do have a kid with brain damage.
Right.
But they told people at the church that they were getting, that they needed money for an operation when there was no operation to be had.
Right.
She basically defrauded the church.
Yeah, it's a sting. So, so now she's going to.
Well, the sting would be if somebody from the church knew that she was doing this.
Well, she was doing
it. It's a scam.
She was doing a sting. I mean, they were stung. She's.
Right.
She's a flim-flam man.
She's a flim-flam artist.
Right.
She's an outlaw.
She's Paul Newman. She's Robert Redford.
She's Antonio Montana.
Yes, absolutely. And here she is now. Welcome her back to the show. Hello, darling.
Hi. How are you?
We're fine. Welcome back, Don and Mike Show, just after 1 o'clock in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where you're listening to our show.
Christy.
Yes.
And
yes.
And thank you for that. Now you've had 24 hours to think about what you said yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Can you just recap in your own words what you told the people at the church and your neighbors?
In my own words?
Yeah.
Told them that, you know, Christmas was coming up, and I told them that we had to have surgery. My son had to have surgery. So we had to spend, you know, all the money we had for the medical bills and everything.
So when, in fact, there was no surgery planned at all.
Right. Correct.
Right, right. And how much did you...
And...
I'm sorry.
Hello?
Yes.
What? I was just asking, as you go on with the story, how much did you get from the church and from your friends? It was like over $1,000, like $1,800.
I thought you
like
said
that.
$1,500.
Well, it wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't actually. You know, they gave like donations of gifts, and so I'm estimating. You know,
food.
It wasn't. Didn't just write us a check or anything.
Oh no, but, no money exchanged hands now, huh?
Donated a bunch of stuff, and you know, helped out with some bills and stuff like that.
So they paid some bills.
Rent, she said yesterday. I think.
Right.
How long did they pay rent for?
Just 1 month.
Oh, 1 month's rent.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, what we're going to do now is call the church and attempt to get someone from the church on the telephone.
Who maybe remembers you.
So that she can confess, or whatever this game is.
Are you ready to confess your sins?
No.
Why?
Well, yeah, I guess. Why? I don't want the police coming knocking on my door.
Well, you called us, honey.
No, it's fine.
What?
I'm ready.
She said it's fine. She's ready.
You're ready. Okay.
And I have a question. When if we do get somebody at the church that actually knows who you are, what are you planning to do with your $1,000?
Oh, well, it would definitely go towards the kids, so.
Good answer.
That's the right answer. Isn't that the right answer?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So that was the point of the game. We find
honestly,
somebody.
You want to, honestly, I just had a baby, and he was... premature, so he was.
Of course,
in the
he was. Now you expect us to believe that?
I know you won't, but it actually really will go towards medical bills now.
Isn't that funny though? You lied about it the first time. That's what makes this game so great—that we really have someone who really did make really
a big Christmas lie,
a heinous lie.
And this was at Christmas time, right, Christy?
Oh, yeah,
it was
before Christmas.
It was last Christmas.
last Christmas.
Couple years ago.
You see, she missed the point when I was asking her. I was going to suggest that perhaps some small donation to the church might be in order.
No.
Christy.
Mike, the kids.
Yeah.
Think about the kids.
You might be right about that.
Think about her kids.
Might be right about
just wanted to plant it in her head, Don.
Would someone please be a deer? Thank you, Robbie. Got it?
There it is.
Hold
now.
On just a moment, sweetheart.
All right.
We'll now call.
Calling the church in Albuquerque.
Rob, I love playing this game.
Yes.
What? Denomination are we calling?
We are calling the Church of Latter-day Saints.
Mormons. The Mitt Romney's church.
Right.
Okay.
Very good. And Christy's going to get her opportunity to wipe the slate clean and hopefully avoid a lengthy prison term.
As she goes for $1,000 in the big lie.
It's great coming to work when you don't got something to look forward to.
That's right.
Isn't it special? You were the first one saying you were going to be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed coming in here today. Looking forward to this.
And I am. Oops.
I love it when a game carries over.
Dag nabbit.
Because that's
the cockamamie phones.
That's high drama.
Hope Christy follows through with this. I don't trust her.
I can understand where you're coming.
Sounds a little tentative, you know, about
the
whole confession thing.
Right. I think she'll follow through. She really wants that $1,000.
This is definitely the wrong music.
It's Fiesta music.
It's that song again.
Is this Speedy?
Albuquerque. Yeah. The hat I got for Christmas used to be.
Well, it is New Mexico.
Yeah.
Perfectly legitimate.
I got us in trouble there before.
In trouble.
This is more like it. Christy, are you ready to confess your sins?
You have dialed the Mormon Church of Albuquerque. To vote for Mitt Romney, press 1. For bigger, whiter teeth, press 2.
For perfectly slicked back hair,
press 3. To wonder what everybody else is doing that you're not doing, push 4.
And for a wonderful old radio voice that you use on the campaign trail, press 3. Hi, I'm Mitt Romney. Well, I really hadn't thought I had to explain my religion. How are you?
All right, we do have...
It's interesting, we've got a Lady Christie in Albuquerque that defrauded the church and her friends out of $1,500.
Thank you, Rob. We have an alternative number for the church.
Very good. That's very good, Don.
I don't think it's an alternative church.
No.
I think it's a different number.
Listen, my friends call me Mitt. Mitt. Catcher's Mitt.
2 T's.
Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, the fact that my name is Mitt, you'll notice when I'm wearing my undershirt, you can't see my breasts, so it's obviously not a name that was based on my physique.
What?
I wrote that badly. I should have put church's alternative number, not an alternative church number.
Not that there aren't alternative churches.
Of course there are.
There's always an alternative.
Mm-hmm. Buzz goes to one of those alternative churches.
Come on.
Well, this is really authentic organ music, too.
What if we were reaching out right now?
Like reaching out for help?
What if we were destitute?
Right. You needed the church's help.
J-Man, where are you?
I'm reaching out. Vote for me. I really don't let anything Mike Huckabee says offend me, even though he said that my church was the church where Jesus and the devil were brothers.
Now listen, this is a problem.
Sure is.
Because here's the dealio.
Well, there's just no way we can give her the money.
We've done all of the reverse checking.
Right.
The church name that she gave us
legit?
In Albuquerque is 1,000% legit.
Mm-hmm.
And so is the other number, which is a splinter church of that church.
Right.
We've been trying for most of the day to get an answer and have not even been able to get a machine. But we know that those numbers are legit to a real church.
Right. So what is your ruling, Sahib?
I don't know. I'm troubled. I'm stumped like Dennis Murphy.
It's a troubling situation. You know, we usually like to have confirmation. You know, and that means getting a person on the other end that says,
oh, no, I was taking notes for Mr. Mellon.
Hello, darling.
Yes.
Well, what do we do now? We cannot get a hold of anybody at the church. They're not answering the phone. Do you remember the name of the person that you dealt with at the church?
No, I don't. It's been a couple of years, and I really don't. I've been trying to, you know, think of
it.
You
know
day,
what?
But...
You know what, Christy? It's a wonderful story. It really, really a terrific story, and all your numbers checked out.
Yeah. Well, I was ready to confess.
But if we can't get a hold of anyone at the church.
Oh, come on.
No, listen.
No, there's really no way we can give you the money.
That's the way we've played the game before. I mean, I don't doubt that it's a real church, but...
Is that the premature infant that we hear?
Yes, it is.
Or is that the brain damage one? Excuse me. The one that you lied about needing an operation so you could get money and have your rent paid and stuff.
No, that's not him.
You know,
something?
That's the company money, Don, that we give away, and we have to play by the rules.
Right.
Yeah, you know, there are specific rules for the game that we have to give away the money from the company. But I'll tell you, I think she's legit, and I think she's done a fantastic job, you know, by being, you know, square with us about the circumstances. And, Christy, I like you. Because of that, I don't think I'm going to give you any money either.
It seems to me that your forgetfulness is terribly convenient today. That you don't really remember the name of the guy. I mean, is there anyone that you bilked out of money that we could call? You had mentioned before that there were friends.
No, I never said friends. I mean, just
I think you said
neighbors. Yes, you did.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did. You said friends. You said friends at the beginning of this broadcast.
No, you said friends.
No, you're not. You know what? You're not a nice person.
I am too a nice person.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
You lied to a church. And you made up an operation that your kid didn't need to have.
And we'd love to.
And I'm gonna have to answer for that, I'm sure, to the big man. Too,
You don't care about
that. Think so? Do you think he really cares?
I don't know.
Hey, now you're sounding like Burbank.
No, I meant, do you think he really cares about someone like you?
Probably not anymore.
What are you going to do to atone?
Well, listen, let's cut right to, where the rubber meets the road. This whole thing, was this real or did you make this up?
No, it's definitely real.
You know, Don, I was thinking if you were going to give her the money, I was going to be like John Travolta talking to Samuel L. Jackson in Pulp Fiction when he comes out of the bathroom. Yeah. Don, if you give her the money, I'm going to shoot her on general principle.
Think about my kids now.
Oh, you're doing it to us?
Oh, my God.
That bitch!
You're doing it to us, too?
Why should we think about your kids? For all we know, you're making this up.
Well, you can hear the little one.
Well, I can't ask the little one if mommy fed him lead paint chips.
I can't believe you're trying to scam us behind your kids again after your whole lie was based on scamming people about your kids.
Why don't you put the little one going goo-goo gaga so we can say, do you have brain damage? Did mommy lie to your friends about you having brain damage?
Mike is now drowning in his water.
Goo goo gaga.
Christy, what's the deal, babe? Come on.
That child cannot even have a solid bowel movement yet. We can't ask that child to vouch for you.
I told you I was on the phone ready to talk to him.
Christy, let me ask you, seriously, since we haven't gotten anybody and we're probably not going to be able to get anybody at this church, what are you gonna do to atone?
Please.
During the holiday season. You know, it's a time for atonement. It's a time for giving and forgiveness.
The holiest time of year.
I definitely think that a donation to the church would be in store. Because honestly, since I had this baby and really have gone through, he was in the hospital for a month and really have gone
through. Sob stories by liars are heard by deaf ears.
You can believe her, Don, because she said honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're honest this time.
It's a little different now. I definitely wouldn't do it again. I feel a lot different now.
You do. Well, see, there. I think we're making progress now. No, Rob's shaking his head no, and I tend to agree with him.
Does the child talk yet?
He's 2 months old.
See if he can say, accessory after the fact.
Now, do you have at least like a little fake turban-type bandage thing for the kid to wear on his head?
That you can take off at a moment's notice, and you just tell him it's a hat.
Like gauze, so if you're going to bring the kid out, to anybody that you've bilked money from, you wrap the kid's head up, you go, I got him right here. Look at.
Why do you think I haven't gone back to that church? There's a reason I don't go there every Sunday.
No, you don't go every Sunday because you're eating.
We're going this way.
I'm sorry. Now I'm going that way.
Now, why don't you tell us? Why don't you go to that church? That's a good question. Why don't you go there anymore?
I don't go to the church. I honestly, because I really don't believe in a lot of things they believe in.
How did you get involved? Were you raised in the Church of Latter-day Saints?
Yeah, I was. I was baptized in the church.
So honestly, the Mormon faith?
Honestly, do you think that maybe you don't go back there now because maybe somewhere you feel the slightest pang of guilt?
I guess that could be possible.
Did anyone in your extended family marry more than one woman?
No.
What's your favorite Donnie and Marie song?
I couldn't even name one of those.
Wow, I have one that I go to all the time. I'm a little bit country, and I'm a little bit rock and roll. How about you? Do you have a husband, Christy?
I do.
And what's he think about all this?
Well, I mean, he did it with me, so.
He did it with you. All right.
Let's bring him into this as well. Whose idea was it to begin with? Who thought up this mother of an idea?
The fake operation.
It was Probably. I think it was mine. Yeah, I mean, we had talked about it, and he had, you know, we had mentioned, like, getting help from a church, and then, you know, I thought about it. And I know, I knew that if I called the church, because, you know, I was baptized at the church and was, you know, in considered a member of the church, that they would help because they have all those.
Yeah, here's some exculpatory evidence here.
God, how awful is this lady?
I'm going to, yeah, I'm
She's
trying.
Just laying it out. Well, I was baptized in a church, and I know that they're a good place, so I know if I called and lied and said my kid had brain damage, they would pay my rent because that's what churches do.
I hesitate to even ask this
Let
question.
Me get the exculpatory evidence
really
here.
I didn't expect it to go as far as it did.
I was going to ask that. That was the question I was going to ask.
We originally just thought that they would donate a few Christmas presents or something for the kids. I did not expect for it to, for them to do as much as they did. And then when it started getting out of hand,
the exculpatory evidence I'm looking for. At the time, were either you or your husband employed?
Yes, my husband was.
Ouch.
Okay, I'm out.
Ouch.
Wow. I'm out.
And you know, you lose credibility when you say you at first hatched it just to get a couple of toys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
toys.
Who thinks about lying about their kid having some sort of brain damage to get a toy?
Well, the truth is we didn't have a lot of money for Christmas, and we, wanted our kids to have a good Christmas.
So you said, you know what, Johnny's got that soft spot on the top of his head. I bet we can parade him around town, put a Band-Aid on it. Someone will give him a G.I. Joe.
Yeah, you realize that there are legitimately more needy people out there probably that could use the money for that, those toys. I mean, that's just a fact.
Not to mention the fact that your rent was paid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, was there ever a time that there wasn't food on the table?
Oh, yeah. We've definitely struggled, so.
I don't believe her.
I hesitate to ask this.
Either. What a struggle. Old man river. Oh, it's tough struggling, isn't it? Climbing, pulling yourself up by the bootstraps, lying to the church.
You want to know what our income is?
Do you, Mike?
No.
Don?
No, I don't. This is America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. You make it or you don't make it.
You said you hatched this scheme, and I hesitate to ask. Are you the brains in the family?
Am I the brains in the family?
Yeah, are you the smart one?
Please don't answer a question with a question.
We're both smart.
Are you Bonnie or Clyde?
Equally smart?
Equally smart.
Do you realize, and Chrissy, we're trying to put this in perspective for you, your crime does not carry with it the same honor that someone that might conceive of an elaborate bank robbery.
True.
I mean, I would really feel differently about people that would, concoct a scheme to rob, like, a major bank.
You know what she did? She preyed on the faith of others. And that's an ugly, ugly thing.
Sure is. You shouldn't be saying that.
I can say it. Hey, I have never grifted a church, Don.
Okay. I grew up tithing to that church, so they've gotten plenty of money for me.
And beware of somebody who knows what the word grifted means. Uh-huh. He might be a grifter.
Do you say that you gave a lot of money to the church, so it's okay?
No, I never said it was okay.
You just did.
I didn't say it was okay.
You said that family helped you out.
Paid tithing.
Families helped you out.
Are there any lessons that you can take away from this entire exchange over 2 days, Christy?
Well, yeah, definitely.
I mean, can't you hear the way we're talking to you?
Do you think that we still should give you $1,000?
Do I think? I didn't hear what you said.
Do you think that we should still give you $1,000?
Of course I do.
What if we left it up? What if we left it up to your peers?
To my peers?
Peers, the people that are listening right now, the judge of listeners.
We could take, how many calls would you like to take?
How many would you like to take?
Unscreened and random, I swear to God.
And people will tell us whether we give you the money or not.
The God I believe in, the God you lie to and steal from.
Okay.
May I submit one other fact before you go to the phones?
Sure.
True or not true, the reason you had to go to the church for additional money is you didn't want to sell your husband's motorcycle.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
No, I need a true or an untrue. True or false?
True.
Ooh.
All right.
Okay.
So you, how many, Don was asking you before, Christy, how many calls would you like us to take to vote on this? And we'll make it an even number.
One million?
How many, like 10, 15, 5? You pick a number, honey.
10.
10 calls.
10? Good way to go with the smaller number.
That's a good number.
Okay, so.
Increasing your odds.
These would be people that would be voting simply on, your merits and your entertainment value.
Value.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hi.
Don and Mike, radio gods.
Hey, what's happening? Who's this?
This is Andy.
Andy?
I got a question for the caller. What ward are you in?
Sage. Well, that's the ward, so.
What ward?
Sage.
So we have an amateur lawman on the phone now.
Are you calling from
Melbourne? No, Don and Mike, I am one of the faith. And the,
you're a Mormon?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm.
And so I live with the devil listening to you every day, but I love it.
Well, how do you know?
Wards are usually identified with a name and a number, not just a name.
All right, well,
and anybody who's in the church has a phone list, so all she's got to do is cough up the name of the bishop of the ward. Or
all
the,
we need to know, sir.
Can rat her out.
Listen, do we give her the money or not?
I don't believe her.
All right.
That's one no.
That's
vote.
A no.
Wow, nine more.
Mormon votes no.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hi, who's this?
Hola, muchachos.
Hey, hola. Hey, your hat is too big.
Si.
What's your name?
He's Manny.
Oh, hi, Manny.
Manny, we're doing a vote right now. You're calling at the wrong time.
That'd be like the Fred Rogers guy calling.
Exactly, right. Wrong time.
Manny Rodriguez.
Ramirez.
Hello. Same Ramirez. Same difference. Albuquerque. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Manny Sanchez.
Hello.
Hello.
Who is this, please?
This is Dan.
Do we give her the money or not?
Absolutely not. Her story's full of holes.
All right.
Thank you, my friend.
It's 2 out of 10.
Holes.
Hi, Donna Mike. What's your name?
Hi, Donna Mike. This is Donna.
Donna, what do you think?
I think she's telling the truth. I was in the church and a relief society president, and we would go through this often.
And do you think we should give her the money? That's the question.
No.
Oh.
Ooh, that's a clever thing when they believe her and still prevent her from getting the money.
How does that work?
What's the score here?
3 no votes.
2 of the Mormons.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hi.
I have hemorrhoids.
Yes, but what's your vote?
I guess doing the Steve Carell thing.
That's one of the quick hang-ups.
Hello, Don and Mike
show. The new trend.
Hello.
Hey, tell her to have fun burning in hell for this.
I'm going to put that down as a no.
Well, you can tell her yourself. She's on the line. Aren't you still there, honey?
Yeah,
she's here. You can tell her yourself.
Yeah, a lot of these people have never done anything bad in their life.
What, honey?
I said, you know, everybody makes mistakes. Like, these people have never done anything that they regret.
Yeah, like no one has ever said that their kid has brain damage and lied to the church and taken money from the church.
We're not even at the halfway point yet. I'm my money's still on Christy.
You know, it's true, Don. Christy never burned down a church.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hi, what's your name?
My name's Rob.
Rob, what do you think?
I think no to her. She is lying through her teeth. She can't even get her story straight. I say negative to her, dump it, no money, bah humbug to her.
That's 5 right. votes. We're at the 50. Ouch. We're at the halfway mark.
One more and you're a big loser, mathematically.
Mm-hmm. Right. She'll clinch home field with this vote.
Hello, Donna Mike show. Will you be like the Patriots or the Dolphins? Hello,
absolutely. Don't give her the money.
Oh,
home field advantage. Do we want to see if we go for the unanimous vote?
You want to see if she can get the perfect season?
Let's see if we can get a perfect score here.
See if there's a yes vote out there.
Christy Shula.
Hello, Donna Mike show. Oops. Hi there. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
How do you vote?
I'm going to vote make it interesting. I'm going to say give her the money.
No, that's not a good reason, though, for making it interesting. If you hadn't said that, if you just said, you know, give her the money, it would have been different.
That's like somebody who votes for Ross Perot and says, I'm doing it just to shake it up.
I want
to
screw up the poll.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Good afternoon. I vote we give her the money.
And why would that be?
Why?
Because 2 years ago I got screwed over by someone on the Christmas Live, and I finally found someone who's a worse person than her.
Good reason, but she gets that vote.
Yeah, citing revenge.
She does not have the perfect score.
Does not.
Yeah, I was the guy who they had the fake pregnancy thing, and I ended up getting engaged and then married to her, and. Yeah, that was pretty terrible.
Oh, all right, boy. So you got a yes vote.
Wow.
What's the score there?
We've got 6 votes for the public hanging and 1 vote for m'lady.
3 more ballots.
3 more ballots to cast.
Don and Mike show, hello.
Give her the money.
That's the second one. She's making a comeback, but she's already lost.
She's running up the score.
Hello, Don and Mike show, hi.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, what do you think?
I think we should crucify her.
That would be a vote no.
Damn it.
One more vote.
One more. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I would give her the money if she could explain the Louis Vuitton purse.
Wrong story, but...
I'm going to put that down as a no.
And
that is it. By 80%, the public has spoken out. Do not give her the money.
You don't get the money.
Chrissy, you don't get the money. Do you have you have anything to say? No, we're not. We're certainly not going to change our mind.
At this point, if you were really... If you were on point with this, you would be pulling some name out of your nether regions with somebody for us to call to verify this with.
I've looked in the phone book, and I wish I could, but there's only one number listed for that word.
Well,
and
in
I've
that case, then...
I tried calling.
Oh, now we're getting a little attitude, are we?
No.
Yes.
Well, we are not giving you the money.
I think you should give it to me because I was just willing. I was willing to come clean about it. So.
You do have a point about that. You know, she really does. She has a point. She was willing to come clean about this whole thing.
You know what, Mike?
What's that?
You know, because she says that. What's half of $1,000?
$500.
We're not going to give you that either.
Ah!
That's just wrong.
Oh, yeah. That's just wrong.
Would you like would you like a free FM T-shirt? Would you dirty skank? Would you lying, thieving God? I hope that soft spot on your kid's head grows into a nice hard spot soon. You stupid skank.
We can't give you the money. You understand that. The audience has voted, Christy.
It should only matter what you guys think.
Well, I wouldn't give you a nickel. I really wouldn't.
I find you intoxicating. I would love to move to Las Vegas and be your second husband.
So that's one guy that likes you, one guy that doesn't. And the guy that likes you, Christy, is lying.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
She's my dream girl. I've said, where can I find someone who lies to the church? That's what I want.
Congratulations, Christy!
You skank. I hope your retarded children move out at the first opportunity they get. The first tomato truck that passes through town, I hope they hitch a ride to the big city.
Now, when he speaks to you like that, Christy, he does it out of love.
Oh, yeah.
And furthermore, I hope that God permanently ties your tubes so you can't do this again.
No,
not really.
You see, Christy, at this time of great comfort and joy for everyone around the United States, we should tell you that cheating churches is wrong. It's the wrong thing to do.
Listen, seriously, you have been a good sport. What is half of $500?
That would be 250 American dollars.
We are not giving you that either. As a matter of fact, we have for you... Dick!
As a matter of fact, is there any way you could maybe pay us some money?
Oh, boy.
No, that's about it, Christy. I think we're done with you.
How's baby Mongo doing?
Baby Mitt.
little Mitt Mongo. Mitt Mongo Mormon.
And I would get back to that church and atone for your sins.
Mommy, why did you call that radio show and say that I had brain damage?
I'm perfectly okay. You're the one with the brain damage.
Mommy, why do I have to come down once a month and talk to you through a telephone with a piece of glass in between us, Mommy?
Hello, Mommy. Mommy, how come I have these crazy neck tattoos?
Mommy, and then when they grow up, it'll be like in that movie Midnight Express. Mommy. Show me your breasts.
Billy, please.
Mommy, boobies.
Billy, please. Oh, boy.
All right, well, God be with you.
God bless you there, Christy. I hope you find your way.
Hey.
Any final words that you have?
Spread the word.
I still think I should have got it because I would have come clean. So.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
All, all day!
Focused on the money. That's about all that matters, isn't it?
No. Not all.
All right, well, thank you for your time.
Bye, bad person.
Bye.
Have a great holiday.
All right.
Okay. All right. Happy New Year. Hey, what's your favorite radio show?
What's my favorite radio show?
Yes, what's your favorite radio show?
I don't know anymore.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Tom and Mike show, of course.
Okay. All right. Stupid bitch.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
You can hang up now.
Bye-bye. We're still her favorite show.
Only with a little cajoling.
I thought that went well.
At the end.
Well, that was quite a follow-up.
Yeah. What a lovely holiday message we just sent out.
If you're still her favorite radio show, think how much she liked the show yesterday.
All right, well, everybody, I'm sure, wants to chat about her. We should break now so that we don't run into the problems that we did yesterday, which is why we had to continue this to today.
Yes.
Follow me, cats. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.